Welcome to The Ambitious Introvert, the leading growth and development podcast for the estimated 56% of us who recharge by going inwards. Our purpose is to help you manage your social battery and own your energy so you can reach your true potential in your business, your career, or your life. I'm your host, Emma Louise Parks, a former air traffic controller, entrepreneur, and a success coach with over 15 years' experience. I've supported hundreds of introverts like you who dream big and are ready to take action towards making those dreams a reality without compromising their energy in the process. Each week, my guests and I will be sharing tips, tricks, and hacks on how to build your resilience, master your mindset, and cultivate self-leadership. Skills that will help you reach your goals without trying to be someone that you're not. We'll also be sharing valuable lessons and insights from our own personal experiences, all focused on one thing: helping you own your energy to reach your potential. Hello, and welcome to this solo episode of the Ambitious Introvert Podcast. I'm Emma Louise, and I'm going to be talking today about trusting your energy when making decisions. And what I mean by that is, quite often when we do tune in and trust ourselves, our energy is telling us maybe something very different from what our logical, rational brain might be telling us to do in a certain situation. So I'm going to talk about a few ways that this shows up that you may well be familiar with, and also about something that has been going on for me behind the scenes that I have leaned into my energy and trusted that making a big decision about, which I will be sharing with you at the end. So please do stay tuned all the way through to find out what that is and what my process looked like of making that decision. So quite often, and I'm going to say especially for introverts here and especially for the more sensitive amongst us, we will have feelings about things that don't make sense. I said this my whole life until I started to understand more the concept of how energy works. I was like, well, that makes no sense whatsoever, but that's what I feel. That's what I believe in this situation. Or I would want to do something and it made no sense on paper. Like, people would be like, that's a crazy decision, but I would feel very strongly for me in my gut that no, this is what I need to be doing. And, you know, the only times I've ever regretted things is when I didn't follow that, when I went down the path of, oh, maybe they're right. Or yeah, actually, maybe if I make a pros and cons list, I should go with one that's more pro and that kind of thing. But always, 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 it leaning into my energy and trusting that has led me down the right path. So that's the way it shows up for me. I get a gut feeling about something, but on paper, it makes no sense. Another thing that happens is I'll sometimes get like an intuitive hit, I call it, about something that I've maybe never considered before. So it might be like, do this or go here. And it's like, what? That's so random. Where did that come from? Because it's not like I was just reading about this thing or talking about it. And then once I've thought it, I can't unthink it. Like, literally, I can't stop thinking about it. That's always a sign for me of like, oh, maybe I do need to explore this. Another thing, and this happened to me a lot in business, is getting a really bad feeling about something that on the surface looks amazing or that other people are absolutely loving. I've seen this a lot with marketing. There are many ways of marketing that are extremely effective for growing your audience or, you know, getting lots of new leads. But I've had really bad feelings about them and they just felt out of integrity. But on the sales page, it looks great and I know other people are getting results from them. But for me, my energy was like, no. And kind of the opposite of that, as well as not feeling like other people's excitement for things, you know, something that's really popular that everyone's raving about that I go, yeah, I don't get it. The same way, sometimes people are really concerned about things and they think something's bad, not a good idea. They don't like it. And I will feel the opposite. I'll feel like, no, this actually feels good to me. So again, it's about really leaning in and trusting yourself and not being led by other people or not being led by what you think you should be doing or not being led by the thing that's sensible. If you think about all of the great stories that we hear of people that are ambitious like us and have made huge, huge strides and massive success, there's usually a pivotal point in the story where they do something unexpected. They go against the grain. It could be, oh, I got accepted to Harvard, but I decided not to go and I went backpacking around the world instead. And then while I was backpacking around the world, I met this person and blah, 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 and we started a multi-million dollar business. So that's just one example. But you will hear quite often that people did something that people around them thought was crazy and didn't seem to make sense, but they had what I would call a knowing, and they had a trust in their energy. So the last way is when you make a decision, you feel like a big sigh of relief. I always think of it as my whole energy going, because it feels good. And you know that it's right. And it's very hard to put into words or rationalize, but you just know that you've made the right decision. So those are some of the ways that I think about my energy and my clients' energy when we are making decisions. Obviously, if they're into human design, then we can go more deeply into their strategy and their authority. But for the most, we will know ourselves how we feel things, and we will know how our energy tries to communicate with us what we should and shouldn't be doing at this time for, you know, our own good. So that leads me on to the big decision that I have been making for probably the past 6 weeks or so, but has been in my mind for, I would say, the last 3 months. So I have noticed during that time that recording the podcast has felt really quite hard. It's felt very time consuming. And I have felt a lot of pressure to get enough episodes recorded because they release weekly. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Firstly, I had an extremely bad case of COVID in December. So it's likely that my energy is probably only just returning fully after that. So I had to take that into account. I also batched quite a number of episodes because I was going to be away in March and I didn't want to have to take all the recording gear. And also, I've been recording this podcast for 4 years consistently with weekly episodes. So although it launched in the October, I started creating it and sourcing guests in the May. So it's been 4 years that I've been producing this podcast weekly. And you know, the stats have been great. It's had consistent growth. It is my leading revenue driver in the business, and it is something that I love doing. However, it has felt very different to me energetically over the last few months, and it's felt like a big lift. And I will say podcasting is a big lift. And those of you that have your own podcast will know this. And those of you that don't, probably don't realize what goes into producing an episode behind the scenes, but from sourcing guests, whether that's reading through people that have applied to be guests or do my own research to find suitable guests, to meeting them, to make sure that we have a good connection. Then once I know a guest coming on, researching them, you know, reading through their website, if they have a book, reading through their book, listening to maybe their podcast, understanding more about what they do so that I can then go away and plan an episode so that I can make sure that I'm getting the most of their expertise and bringing the most value. Then obviously a 1 hour slot to record it. There's editing and marketing, which I do outsource. Those are done by team members, but there is still communications needed there back and forth. And obviously it still incurs a cost because I'm hiring people. And the main thing that I've noticed since moving to a broader audience of introverts, whereas the first probably 3 years of the podcast, there or thereabouts, I was talking exclusively to online business owners. And then as of late last year, I broadened it to any ambitious introverts because I know that every introvert, whether they are an entrepreneur, a founder, whether they are in corporate, whether they are self-employed, benefits from managing their energy and their mindset. So since broadening the audience out, it's actually been more difficult for me to find guests, which is ironic because you'd think in a more niched area it would be harder, but there are so many people out there sharing about business and different things of how to grow your business, about marketing, about sales, about mindset, about social media, about different platforms, about tech. It's so easy to find relevant guests. But when it can't just be about business, or it can't just be about people that are employed, and it has to kind of span both groups, it really does, it does narrow the people that can come on and relevantly share their expertise and it be helpful to everyone listening. And that's a really important part of the show to me, is that every listener can get something from each episode and that they don't think, well, this isn't relevant to me, and switch off, because that's absolutely not what we want. So as I said at the start, this podcast is my main source of marketing. It's also my main revenue driver for the business. So there is some pressure on it there. And even just last year, I was looking at different ways of upping the podcast. I was considering 2 episodes a week, or I was considering a second private paid podcast stream. And I was even looking at finding sponsorship for the podcast to cover some of the costs so that I could outsource even more and get some time back. So it's quite ironic to think, even not long ago, my thought process was about doubling down and about doing more of this. But then I realized that 4 years of this have left me, honestly, a little creatively burnt out. And it's noticeable because other things such as my newsletter have suffered from me putting all of my energy into the podcast. And I, again, used to love writing my newsletter, but I found it very difficult because, bear in mind, the type of energy I'm bringing to the podcast, the type of energy I'm bringing to asking people questions, listening really intently to them, and, you know, trying to bring out the things that are going to bring the most value. It's very similar to how I coach clients, which is the other thing that I'm doing for, you know, the majority of my time in my business. So I think all of that just left me a little burnt out. And I noticed that even sitting down to write the newsletter, I was feeling very drained creatively. And that is not, it's not a good business model to have all of your eggs in one basket, as I often tell my clients. So I knew that I needed to refocus there as well, and put some time and energy there for the people that prefer to read than listen. And actually, more people read my newsletter when it goes out than listen to a podcast episode in the first week of the podcast release, which is an interesting fact for you there. So all of that to say, I had to make a difficult decision about the future of the show. And I have decided that I'm going to drop to 2 episodes per month instead of the 4 that have been going out since 2020. And what I will tell you before I share my worries or concerns about that is that as soon as I made that decision, my energy went, like a big sigh of relief, and I actually just yawned then as I was saying it, which is another great way to show that I was releasing energy. And then in true generator style, I mentioned to a friend that I was doing that, and it turns out they had also done that. And they said, oh, I dropped 2 episodes per month as well. It's brilliant. I feel so much better. It hasn't had an impact on how many downloads, and I just feel like I enjoy it so much more. So that was my thing to respond to be like, yes, this is the right decision. So the concerns that I had is that cutting back may impact the growth of the podcast long term. I may lose listeners, because people quite often who listen to a weekly podcast will have a routine. You know, they'll listen to it cooking dinner on Monday or walking the dog on Friday or these things. And actually, when it isn't there that week, they will fill that gap with something else, and maybe they don't come back. That's kind of a risk that I have to take. And long term, you know, I still plan to grow the podcast significantly in the future. Having 2 per month, it may make it harder to find sponsorship, but none of that matters, because in this season now, in this season of how my energy feels creatively, how my energy feels after being ill, of how my energy feels when I think about recording the podcast for the next 3 months, 6 months, I still get that big about feeling like I have spaciousness around it. And it's made me feel even more excited to do it again. It's also given me that freedom to really choose quality over quantity, meaning that if I'm only sourcing 12 guests per year, if I do one guest episode and one solo episode per month, that allows me to be incredibly picky, which I am known for being quite picky with guests anyway. But also when there are a number to fill, if it's three guests per month, I have to find people to fill those recording slots. Whereas if it's one per month, that feels incredibly spacious and also gives me a lot more time to really go looking for the perfectly aligned guests that are going to bring the most value. And also potentially record longer interviews with them, have longer recording slots with fewer people, which is actually what I really prefer. Sometimes trying to get kind of 30 to 45 minute episodes out, I do feel that something can be lost because I'm in a conversation with people, but I'm conscious that, you know, it's time to wrap up, or I need to get to the end, or we're coming towards the end of the time we've got together. So it will be really interesting to see if I schedule longer recording slots. Maybe we don't use everything that we record, or maybe they do still end up being the same length, but just to have that option when we're into a really great conversation to be able to go deeper feels very, very aligned and feels really good to my energy. And so I wanted to share that with you here first and say thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you for being here on this journey, and thank you for listening to me sharing my thoughts and feelings about this. There will be no episode next week. That is going to be our first week off, which is going to be incredibly strange, but we will be back the week later. So please, if you are not already, make sure that you subscribe on whichever podcast listening platform you use to make sure that you get those episodes delivered straight to you, because with it being every other week, it will be much easier to forget and lose track of time. So please, please make sure you subscribe to get notified, or you can sign up to the newsletter, which means that each podcast episode will be delivered straight to your inbox on the day of release. And you can do that at theambitiousintrovert.com/newsletter. And that link is also in the show notes. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that this has given you some inspiration or permission to think about how your energy feels around making big decisions. And also to know that sometimes we do make decisions that don't seem like they make the most sense, but also that we have to trust ourselves and know internally that it's exactly the right thing for us to do at the right time. So thank you once again, and I will see you in 2 weeks here on the Ambitious Introvert Podcast. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I hope that you're feeling expanded to what's possible for you, motivated to take action, and inspired about how you can start to own your energy. I share even more tools and resources on my Introverts Only email newsletter. By signing up, you not only get early access to the Ambitious Introvert products and services, but you also get brand new podcast episodes delivered straight to your inbox every Monday, meaning you'll never miss your weekly dose of introvert-friendly inspiration. Sign up now at theambitiousintrovert.com/newsletter, or click the link in the show notes. See you next week.